Reish, page Reish Mem Zayin, Simon Sadi Ches, Halacha, let's review Halacha Choftes. Halacha Choftes, Simon Sadi Ches, Halacha Choftes, page Reish Mem Zayin, also Lahasik de Lechames Abayis. I'm sorry, next page, I'm sorry, we're up to Lamed Aleph, I'm sorry, Lamed Aleph, also Lahoitzi Eish. Reish Mem Ches. Page Reish Mem Ches, Halacha Lamed Aleph, Osur Lehoitzi Esh. It is forbidden to strike a match on Yom Tov. Forbidden. You're allowed though to take a match and put it near an open flame in order to transfer the fire from one location to another location, even though on the tip of the match it flares up. So you may think that maybe that's called moilin. No, I saw that. I have a lot of stuff I printed out. What? Oh, we'll come to that. He talks about smoke. You're allowed to smoke on Yom Tov. All the laws of smoking. Probably no one here smokes anyway.
When was this written?
Oh, no. Smoking was allowed. Dava shavul chol nefesh. Okay, we're going to get to it. We're going to come to it. It's a fair shalach in Kishulchan Aruch where it says that smoking is allowed. The question about smoking is a dava hashavul chol nefesh.
I understand.
One of the major yisoides of doing malach with is a principle on Yom Tov and mitor shutra l'oichol nefesh, shutra for all other purposes. Anything which you allow, any malach that you're allowed to do for oichol nefesh, you're allowed to do even for things that are not oichol nefesh. But there's a big but. Rabbanan limited that leniency to things that are shove l'chol nefesh. Every single person, it's common to the average man. The big question is smoking, again we're jumping ahead, is smoking dover that shove l'chol nefesh. So many people who are desperate will tell you, of course it is. Not, you don't judge the statistics of Jewish people, you judge in the world. Since in the world, at least until recent times, it was something which was...
New York is the United States, is it us, or the rest of the world, you can smoke.
Right, so is that really true? But now times are changing, definitely, especially... Just the world, but among locally, the laws, there are so many laws, you know, that are spoken in public places, and there's so much awareness, and it's looked down upon, and the new generation is being trained, and no parents.
It's a smoking area.
What?
It's a smoking area.
Of course, there are still smoking areas, but it's looked down upon. And all the new generation, e-cigarettes, very controversial. It's in the news every day. Yeah. Everyone, they're fighting back and forth. Is it better? Is it not better? It's up for discussion. What? So is it called what? Is it what?
Same chemicals.
But it's not. Some want to claim it's worse. Some claim it's better. You're not burning a paper. It's better and it's worse. They're milos and chasronos. That's what the current literature tells us. There are certain very big milos and there are some chasronos. So whatever it is. Let's go further. So also lohaytzi esh bein nev meim zchuches. So it says that you're not allowed to extract a new fire. You're not allowed to, from the very first time, from the oven, from the zchuches. Why not? Because fire is moiled. Creating a new fire is a malacha. Besides havara, besides the fact that havara, it's also moiled. You're also creating something new on a new form on Yom Tov, and anything that could have been done before Yom Tov is also on Yom Tov. You could definitely light a fire before Yom Tov and have it go and put enough fuel for it to go for the entire Yom Tov. So therefore, according to Shulchan Aruch, it is also to create a new flame on Yom Tov. That's even worse. Electronic ignition is even worse because you're doing an electrical circuit. Electrical appliance is nasa midrabanan, unless it's done through a grama, which we'll talk about a little later on. Even that's not so simple. But also lohoitzi esh bein mi'evin. There are different ways to make new fire. Bein mi'evin, bein mizchuchis, from evin stone, from zchuchis glass. You know, you take a magnifying glass and you go out into the sun. What does it mean?
For instance, when you strike a match, what is that?
Yeah.
You're rubbing that against. It's usually ground up brick.
Oh, really? I don't know that. Okay. It's ground up glass when you.
So it provides you with the friction.
The friction to light very hot. Okay, in a chanam, yeah. So he's saying to strike a match. So what then he's saying is that striking a match, because he's saying that the tip of the match, those tips, is really glass, is a form of glass. Is that what you're saying?
No, you're rubbing it against.
The surface that you rub against is really glass? Like fiberglass, whatever, it's glass. Friction to create fire. Okay, in Echonami. So this is also on Zasur, and he tells over here this word, whatever that word is. Bein the Eitzim, Anasim, Begafris, and Sulfur. Any type of form of making fire, any form of making a brand new fire on Yom Tov is also Mishamoylet. And like you see in electricity, even if you take electricity, is not Aser, but Moylet is Aser, making a new fire is Aser, because you could have made this fire before Yom Tov. Let's see here on the bottom. On the bottom we have here, Yoysu Yud Ches, Yoysu Yud Zayin, Aser, Lohoytzi Eish, Einbech Yosef, Shemloha Yu Yachom, Lohamtzi Eish, Mer Yom Tov, Goin Shoyu B'Masar. A person was in a prison, or in the Midbar, or in the desert. V'loin is Damin Loi B'Masha Yoytzi Ad Yom Tov. So here you can't tell me I could have done it before Yom Tov. The only reason why we are not allowed to make a new fire on Yom Tov is because we have no excuse. We shouldn't have been lazy. We could have made this before Yom Tov. But if you are in a situation where it was impossible to make the fire before Yom Tov due to circumstances, then it should be mutter in a Chanami. He paskins that it's mutu lohoitzi biyavtav ein mizeh biradvaz period v'ayin b'rambam b'rashba v'adus ha-kodesh shemash m'ktsas kemirim d'verim. It's mashu that if you could not have done it beforehand, it's mutter. V'ayin b'turei zov v'mishna b'rua v'ayin b'sevech hafachayim shevishab d'mistimus ha-poyskim l'mashma b'das sabir ha-yosef v'chol inyin osr. Since no one outright comes along and says beferish that if you were in a situation where you could not do before yom tov, you can do it. The bottom line is, it is osr to strike a match under any circumstance on Yom Tov.
Now, what if you touch the match to something that's hot?
Yes, that's mutter. That is 100% mutter. That's mutter. If you want to transfer a fire, you want to light candles for a Yom Tov night, and you don't have anything lit, so you're allowed to take a match and put it near an open flame, near the range, and light the match, and then carry that match into...
Let's say for a light bulb, you put it in a light bulb, which is not a flame.
A light bulb is
irradiated.
So he talks about that on the bottom. He talks about that. He talks about later on that you're to if something's burning hot, to touch it, I think he holds paskins that it's also that you can not allowed to do. If you have a very hot coal, it's very, very hot, and you put a piece of wood and you cause it to ignite, that to some degree is called moilet. A fire, even though it might not be ash, because the very hot surface that you're deriving the heat from already is called an ash, but the flame in its current form is something significant, and that would be a violation of moilet. You're bringing into existence something entirely new. The source of heat in this point in time was hidden. It's just a very hot hot plate. So that is not so simple. Well, you have to actually go and touch. Well, the blech is being heated by the fire underneath. I don't know about that. But if let's say you have an electric range, an electric top, and you put a match to the electric top, and that caused the match to ignite, that appears to be osur. Because the type of flame from the range, electric range, is not a real fire. It's something very, very hot. And creating a flame is something... It's
so if you have an electronic range, if you have to light candles, then it's
very problematic. Electronic range is... you have to leave off. The ideal thing to do is...
People leave a light on.
A yard side. Not L'shem yard side, even though usually it's Yom Tov. People, the best thing to do is to put by the Leichter a yard side candle.
Or you light one to the next one. People who have electronic, electric stoves, they don't... Can't use it to light.
Yeah, they have...
The ideal thing to do is to have a special yard site candle, not lit in the Shem yard site. A candle that is lit for the Yizkar. Many people light a candle for Yizkar. Yizkar, they light a candle, yard side candle. That yard side candle, you're not allowed to touch. You're not allowed to benefit from its light. That's miyuchid, no. It's miyuchid for the neshama. It's a zilzal in the neshama if you start using that yard site. What?
Zilzul has nothing to do with...
It's not muksa, but it's a zilzul. This is miyuchid for the neshama. It's set aside. You're not supposed to use that yahrzeit candle to draw light. Bidyevet. When you're desperate, Pesachim say you can do it. The neshama lets. The Shama will allow if you have, if you really, really say, well, the Chatzil, when it's Friday, so if you want, let's say it's a yard site or there's a Yiskar, and but you also need to have a candle, you also need to light candles from one room to another room, or you want to light up, or you want to light up a range on Yom Tif, and you're going to need an open fire. The ideal thing to do is to light a designated yard site candle that's not for a yard site, just for the purpose of having an open flame, so you can light candles at night and make use of whatever fire you need in case the range goes out, and so on and so forth. 2 days.
3 days.
2 days and 3 days, all different types. All different types. It's a business. All different types. There's a 1 day, there's a 2 day, there's a 3 day, there's a 7 day. You can probably find a 30 day also. Why is it 3 days?
Shabbos,
Sunday, Monday. So you need a 3 day. And Yiskar is the third day. Okay, but some places can make, we had this before, they make, they let you light on Yom Tov itself. It's machlokes, it's a place if you want. But l'chatchila, you should light it before that, which means you need a 3 day. Kid says you should not do it. It's not a mitzvah. And even if you do, you know, people get very nervous living a candle for 3 days. You got to be really careful. You don't want to start telling people to do things when it can come the day sakana. It's one thing leaving a candle open for 1 day. You want to have a candle open fire on 3 days. And if you have grandchildren running around, it gets a little scary. Okay, let's go further. Halacha. Ayin halacha yudches in the bottom. Ben me'evim beim tzuchis. Here he says he's deriving the source of fire from stone or from glass. Ayin b'shut kasaf sefer. The also litchoy nifroid. Gaf. A match. Gafra. The offer cham lochaytzi esh. You're not allowed to ignite for the first time a match. Okay, gafror the efer cham lochaytzi esh. You're not allowed to strike a match. You're not allowed to strike a match on Yom Tov. That's poshut. Can also lechachich oisay bebarzel to rub it against barzel cham miloyven, cham miloyven to hugam meluban, special type of a hot iron to gamkein bechlal moilereish. Avaliga bigacheles bo eres. The only thing you can do is to put it to a burning coal. If you have something that's just meluban, we'll go back one step. If it's a barzel cham meluban, a burning piece of metal. The example we gave was a range, an electric range top, and you want to put a match on the electronic range top, which will cause it to ignite. It is osir. Why is it osir? But the electronic range is already called esh. It's a different type of esh. A shalheves, creating a shalheves, a flame from something that's burning hot, is still considered to be a violation of moilit. But to go touch the match to a burning coal, mutter, av, shem, moitzit, shalheves, a burning coal is already in a different category. That's considered to be an open flame, so you're not creating a new flame by putting a match to a gacheles. You have a big problem. You need yard side candles. Electric, I have over here, I printed out over here a whole bunch of things about Yom Tif, all the modern ovens and stones, and electric ovens and electric ranges are very problematic for Yom Tif. It's not something, if you want to make use of these type of things on Yom Tif, it's not ideal.
So you could take one lech from another lech. Can you take, let's say, gas
is better. Gas is much better. Gas you can do. An open flame or gas, a pilot, I mean a gas range where there's a fire coming out, of course you can put a match to that. That's pasha. You can put a match and you can then take that match and you can go to the leichter and light a candle. Don't be careful. You put the match down and you don't blow out the match.
Right.
You put the match down and let the match go by itself, or you put it in the sink. Don't put it in a wet sink. You put it in the part of the sink where it's dry, and you let it go out by itself. Okay, he talks a lot about this soon. We're coming up soon. So first he saw this, lighting a match is awesome. Putting a match to something that does not have any tsura of a shalheves is awesome. Electric range. Cannot put a match on an electric range in order to ignite the match. However, if you have a coal, I don't know if we have coals anymore today. Well, maybe we don't have these things anymore. What? Barbecue on Yom Tov. Who's making a barbecue on Yom Tov? Maybe there are. Okay, they do this in Israel? Okay, I stand corrected. So on a coal, a real coal, you maybe you can put it on for Shabbos. It lists very long, these coals. You can put them before Shabbos and go for 3 days, these burning coals. No?
Well,
people have barbecues.
Keep adding coal.
Keep going the whole Yom Tov, so that is permitted. Next, the ayin b'shut shalom eishav shemetchila reitzel letzade lahatir lechachich hagathrod lehoitzi eish. Initially, he wanted to say that you're allowed to strike a match. I don't know why the havminu was. Avol lebesoif siim she'ein choyrua came la'ein choyrua came lemaisa rak im yaskim ulo, unless he has people that will join him in this heter. Upuk chazi, go out and see shenohagu bo iso b'chol tufutzos yisrael. You're not going to find place in Klal Yisrael where the minig is, the custom is to do this. So this is categorically forbidden in our times to strike a match on Yom Tov. Now he goes off his side tracks. We discussed this really last week. What about turning off and igniting or chashmal electricity on Yom Tov? Yesh b'ze peluksas achroinim b'dar shalfaneinu uvidoreinu. This is a machlokes in the previous generation, our generation, if you're allowed to turn on lights and turn off lights on Yom Tov. And again, what he is discussing here 50 years ago are incandescent bulbs. He did not see Rabbi Brown, he certainly did not see LEDs, and even fluorescent, I don't even know to what degree they existed when he had his sperm out. Oh, he had a fluorescent, I should say that. They have for sure fluorescent. But I mean, today everything is fluorescent. Okay, let's see. B'dar shalfanein, the previous generation of the Reinu v'atik ha'matirin mimkoidim. Let me first quote the matirim. V'achakach ha'oishim shehein rubu d'yalma. Most people do not allow you to turn on lights on Yom Tov. Ayin b'shut evin yikara. Shehela d'muter. He paskins that you're allowed l'saviv ha'kaftor l'halik ma'or ha'chashmol. You're allowed to turn. I do not know. Shehela d'muter l'saviv. You're allowed to turn the button, to press the button. Wasav means to turn, to flick the switch. Ha-kaftar, the switch. La-halik me'or ha-chashmol v'shom do'esh k'var motzui v'oimed, because the fire already is going. The current is already going to the wires. V'oimed ha-chazin de'im yishpes me'melachta. The base ha-chareshes in the factory where the electricity comes from. Ha-mer kazi, the central factory. Oz afilu im yiftach ha-pakak. Shemesech ha-bayis lo yoyer. Even if the switch is on, it's not going to work. So what do you see from this? It's already in existence. In other words, he holds that electricity is called Eish. This was the Shita of the Beis Yitzchak, which by and large is rejected in our time, it's going to say. But basically, what is electricity itself is Eish. If electricity is Eish, so what are you really doing? The light is Eish, electricity is Eish, so you're basically just transferring fire to fire. And on Yom Tov, you're allowed to transfer fire from one fire to another fire. An incandescent bulb is Eish. Electricity, current running in the wires, so it's electrons running around in there in the wires, that is called Eish. So Eish to Eish on Yom Tov is mutter.
The thing, though, Rabbi, remember about what electricity is being produced on Yom Tov.
So it's being so he's saying that it's moilet. So you want to say that the electricity that's coming there by turning on the electricity. But certainly when you turn on the lights, that electricity already was created.
But you're using something that was created on Yom Tov.
You're using electricity that was created on Yom Tov.
What about if it was created by a guy? Does that
It was created, no, it doesn't. If it's created by a chicken, it's the same thing, it's moilet. Wow. Anything that came into existence for the very first time on Yom Tov is already called, is called moilet. So I don't know the technology. When you turn on your the electricity comes, let's say,
store electricity.
You can't store it all, it comes from Niagara Falls. They definitely store.
Generators all over the city.
They store the electricity to some degree. No,
they don't.
Nothing can. Not shy.
That's why they have to build
direct
power plants.
24/7.
No, so to such a large extent, because when everybody turns on their air conditioner, they need to supply that electricity at that point.
That moment in time.
They can't store it.
Okay, I don't know the answer. You're asking a good question. I don't know. Why don't we say that electricity by nature is called moilet? It's moilet.
The generator is producing the current that's coming to your house on Shabbos.
The power is created. Niagara Falls, where does that electricity come from? Niagara Falls. Isn't that where it comes from?
Okay.
New York City? So Northeast?
Unless you're in Long Island, it's coming from...
It could be. Isn't the whole National Tea Street, there's a generating plant.
But where is all the electricity coming from? Where's the Sherish?
Yeah, but there are various different places.
Where? Up north.
There's a tie line throughout the whole United States.
Dams. There are dams in the country.
sure.
Okay, but he's saying it's coming. Okay, I don't know. Okay. I don't know. Let's see.
That's why we had the black.
So maybe he holds it's not noyel. For some reason he holds it's not noyel. I don't know the answer. Chazim do im yishvois avolach beisachavish haamerikas afilu ozim givdach pakakim shabkuch habayis lo yoril laharilcha deyish kmosim beisachavish. The king cost of svar zub sefer or hachashmol. The cave on the isu biyamta who mishum moilid. The loy mishum havara. The issue is moilid, not havara. The hacham moilid lehav mishum de hevlei ho electrican goyle mibes ha harsh ha ha. They're made in the factories. Uviladam yevshol lasos muuma haverak misayeya ve'ein baymanish. You're only being misayeya. You're not actually creating it. Already, it's already created. The creation is not being done by you.
Oh, he's saying electricity is already. Company made the electricity.
Yeah, but it's so the company made, but the company is making it. It's a new electricity. He's saying a good question.
Yeah.
That's why you can do it. That's why you, by you turning on the switch, you're not doing anything significant. You're not doing moilet. You're not being moilet. The issue is Aish is mutter. The only issue is moilet. Aish, you're allowed to do Aish on Yom Tov is mutter. Dover hashavul chol nefesh is mutter. The issue is moilet. By turning on an electrical bulb, are you being moilet? The answer is no.
Because it's pashut.
Yeah.
You take a piece of fire that's burning a log.
Yeah.
Every piece of plate that's burning is
new. Okay, aha.
So you don't say my
you don't say Mabayesh. Okay, okay.
So it's already.
It's already what's created before Yom Tov.
It's not called created. The Shaila is if you light a fire, brand new
fire. Yeah, that's my lid.
If a guy comes in and he puts on your.
Oh, I mean, nana from it.
Are you allowed to use it? Are you allowed to use it?
The guy turns it on. If a guy turns it on, yeah. If he does it for his own purpose, you don't tell him directly to do it. He does it on his own.
But it didn't exist before.
So that's his question. That's the question. The question is, where is the electricity?
Not by fire. Yeah,
by fire. Okay, I don't know. I don't know.
Comes in and puts on the heat, the electricity by under your pot.
Okay, let's see. I don't know. Let's go further. The ayin bi yarchoin kol Torah. In the journal kol Torah, kosav sham tshuva hagoin, Rav Tzvi mehagoin, Rabbi Tzvi Pesach Frank. Shemetayer sham alechas hachashmol. He describes in detail the way it works. Umeforit sham the hamalik in oisa dovabguf dovar hanidlok. When a person turns on the switch, he's doing nothing. Ela bepulosoi mazmin gesher, you're opening up a bridge. Oy mesali gesher, you're closing a bridge. Avol derech, asher derech bo yavar hazem, with the flow of electricity flows. Ve'ein ela gromo biolma. The gram kiba biyamtav shari, chidish nora. He holds that you're allowed to turn off an electrical bulb on Yom Tov, because it's nothing more than a gram. And indeed, this principle, gram kibui, to indirectly extinguish a fire, is the principle, is the foundation behind a Shabbos oven. Okay, they sell today in the market, it's available, readily available, what are called Shabbos ovens. Now, every Shabbos oven is different. The Star K gives hechsherim. Believe it or not, they gave hechsherim on ovens. You think only food have hechsherim? The oven, what?
Not really Shabbos.
Oven. Exactly. For Shabbos, there are certain advantages for Shabbos.
Yeah, you're
allowed to open it on Shabbos. There's a problem. Are you? General question. If you have an oven, everyone, I assume most people, the oven is not running on Shabbos. Most people that I know, is that the oven is off on Shabbos. Is that how you cook on Shabbos? People use the range. Not everyone. Use the range. What? So, but what's the problem having an oven open on Shabbos? The problem is that when you open the door, you are directly causing that's only by a derabanan. Is by the refrigerator. How you let open the refrigerator on Shabbos? When you open the refrigerator, you're causing all the cold air to go out. The thermostat is detecting that the temperature inside has been raised, and it triggers the machine to turn on, the compressor to turn on, and to replenish the cold air. So by opening up the door, it's mamash grama. You're opening up the door and you're causing it to work. So the only reason why we're allowed to do this is because we hold halacha l'maaseh, electricity is a derabanan. And when we open the refrigerator, it's davar she'enoy mischavein. We have no intent. Half the time we open the refrigerator, the compressor already is on. So you're doing absolutely nothing. And the few times you open the refrigerator and the compressor is off, and the difference of you opening the refrigerator causing the compressor to go on is a davar she'enoy mischavein, even though it might be a psik resha, deloy nicholei, but being that it's only midrabanon, electricity is only midrabanon, psik resha, nicholei, midrabanon is mutter lechatchila. That's all good lomnis when it comes to electricity in a refrigerator, but it doesn't work for an oven, because an oven, when the oven detects that the temperature has dropped and the oven goes on, that's ish, that's fire. So by you opening up the oven, you're causing the thermostat and the possibility that at this moment in time the oven is off. There is no fire that is burning. There's a plug. It's called the hot plug. The part that radiates, that orange thing that radiates. It's off. When you open the oven, the thermostat, it's now cold. We got to get that thing glowing again. That red piece glowing again to bring out the heat. So by me opening up the oven, I'm causing it to go on. It's davar sheni mischaven, and it's a secret. I don't want it to happen, but it's a daraisa. Eish is daraisa.
I have it on a timer.
It's a daraisa.
No, you wait for it to go on, and then you.
It's a daraisa.
No, you wait for it to go on.
What?
It's on.
Oh, so you have to wait for it to go on.
But it's on.
Right. So you got to wait for it to go on. Exactly.
If it's on.
So you got. That's problem number one. Okay. So let's discuss the problem of the oven on Shabbos. Problem number one is you open up an oven on Shabbos, even though you would assume that it's a single refrigerator. It's not, because a refrigerator is a derabbanan. An oven is a d'oraisa. So you got to make sure you open the oven when the glowing thing is on. You got to keep that window down. I don't know how all ovens, everyone is different. Everything is different today. And you got to look inside the window and see that it's glowing. It's glowing red. It's glowing red. I'm not going to be doing any malacha by opening up the oven. Very open up the oven. And now I can take now, I'm not doing anything because it's already on. So what do I do? It's already on. I'm just continuing the process. Problem though is to close it.
You don't close it.
Oh, so either you keep it open, but if you're going to close it, what's the problem? By closing it, you're cooking. You're doing a ma'isa bishul. No, it's not. You're doing a bishul. By closing the oven, you are causing it to cook more, because now the cold.
It's mevushal cold syrup.
Doesn't matter. Because by closing the oven, you're playing with the temperature. Because like since there's an open fire,
hatmana. It's actually a blecha.
There's only a blecha.
The food,
you don't need that. The food already is cooked. But there's a problem by you're intensifying the heat by closing the oven door. By closing it, so the solution is you can do it as long as you take all the food out. If you have the oven going and you want the oven to go until Shabbos morning, go for it. You can keep the oven on until Shabbos morning. Be aware that most ovens turn off after 12 hours. So that's another thing. So they have to get a Shabbos oven for that it should not turn after 12 hours, so the food shouldn't get cold. You want to open it? Go. You can open it, just make sure that the fire is on when you open it. But here's the big but. You have to take out all the food. You can't leave anything inside. Because if you leave anything inside, you can't close it. You can't close it because by closing it.
You leave it at warm where it doesn't do cooking. You know, it keeps warm. You put it at warm.
I don't remember. Maybe you're right. I don't remember. I don't think you can. You can't change the temperature on Shabbos.
No, before Shabbos.
On Shabbos.
The problem with the warming drawers that they say is also.
There's a problem of mamish cooking when you go and you close. I don't know why. But then the issue is the solution is to have a Shabbos oven. What is a Shabbos oven? The Shabbos oven does not, whenever it checks the temperature, it does at random intervals. That's all it's about. There's a little computer chip. It's a grommet. Every 25 seconds, all they require, between 15 and 25 seconds, it checks. It's not consistent. It's random. So anything that you do does not have a direct effect on the oven. What you do will only be picked up by the computer randomly, at random intervals, when the computer decides it wants to check the situation. So what you're doing is only a grumma. So that solves a few of the problems. I think on Shabbos, it could be that it allows you to close the oven. It takes away from the problem of bishul, as long as the food is cooked fully. I believe, if I'm not mistaken, that if you have this Shabbos type of device, that it gives you the ability that when you open the oven, if the oven is on, you can close the oven door, because you're not really cooking when you close the oven door. It's only going to be a grama. And a Yom Tov, it does wonders. On Yom Tov, it allows you to change the temperature. Allows you to do everything on the Yom Tov, because whatever you're doing is only going to be the Geder or Grum. He talks about it a little bit more now. We'll see. Okay. We'll see. Yeah.
On lights.
Yeah.
Incandescent, you can't use them.
Okay.
And
On Yom Tov, why can't
you? No,
that's what he's trying to discuss now. That somehow you can. He just quoted over the opinion that says that you can do it. No, LED you can't.
You can't use
that. LED are much more problematic.
Why?
It's not hot.
It's not hot, yeah. It's not true, it's not hot. They do get hot. They get pretty hot, some of them. I have an LED. LED is equivalent to a 100 watt bulb. The top, where the light comes out, is cold. But the bottom, the very base, it's a GE LED. It's a good.
The electronics is there.
Burning hot.
It's the electronics.
Why is it so hot? I'm very disappointed.
They give off heat. It's a transistor, whatever.
If you can't use it for Havdalah, then it's not Aish.
There's something called heat and something called Aish. Havdalah needs Shalheves. It needs a flame, an open flame. Heat is something different. LED, the price can say you can't. Why? They say that the technology, it's not Aish. It's an electrical circuit.
It's the Rabbanon.
It's the Rabbanon.
I had my hand on the bulb for a considerable amount of time before I felt the need to take it away, as opposed to an incandescent bulb.
You can't even touch. Yeah, but what about the base?
Seconds, you're going to jump your hand.
I have a bulb that goes 24/7, security bulb, and it gets very hot.
But it will get. I'm going to start fire if you do something.
Okay. Turning on the LED is an electrical. It's an electrical device. An electrical circuit. Just like you're not allowed to turn electrical devices on Yom Tov because it's you're completing circuits, which is also midrabanan. LEDs, according to what the Pesachim say, is we have to check into it more. I really don't know. I do not know. Should not say what I do not know.
And LCDs are also the same.
What? The LCD, any displays, the Shiloh of Ksiva. Here in this article, some of the articles I printed out, they write Rabbi Neustadt and Rabbi Leibowitz and Rabbi Kaganov, a whole bunch of articles on these issues. They talk about Ksiva. Anytime you do something on a display, on an oven, where you change the setting, the temperature, and you cause it to change from the temperature, is a tolada of Ksiva and Mechika. Believe it or not, even though it's digital, on a digital display is a violation. They hold it borders.
It's a gramma to gramma.
If you're pressing the button, you're not directly causing anything to change. Then it's a gramma. That's mutter. That's definitely mutter. But if when you change the temperature, if you have an electrical oven, or even all the new modern ovens, everything today is digital. Every time you go and you start playing with the buttons and you're changing the settings, that is a shayla of ksiva and mechika.
But that's the whole point of the Shabbos. They blank out.
They blank it out, exactly. They blank out and they turn off all the lights inside.
Right.
The lights inside don't go on when you open up the door. And there's no display. You got to keep cheshire in your mind where everything is holding.
Right.
Some of them even allow you to press buttons and they don't beep. No beeping
right.
when all the beeping is off. So how do you even know what temperature it's set at?
You got
to be very careful. It could drive you crazy. And this is, the government doesn't like this type of stuff.
Right.
Where people don't know what's going on. There's no settings. You know, people, it's an emergency or first responder comes and he sees the oven, doesn't even know if the oven is on or off. You know what's going on.
These
things are very, some of them is yotza sechara behefsedo. Some of these things you can get, you burn your food, you don't even know what's going on, you don't even know what temperature the oven is on. Because
the certain buttons you can press, you can't open the door until you disconnect the entire oven totally. You have to pull out the plug and do certain things.
On the clean mode.
I had this situation where she doesn't know what she pressed, but it was Erev Yom Tov or Shabbos. And she could not open the door.
Cleaning mode.
She put it on broil by mistake.
She put on clean.
She blew up the company.
Right, she put on broil.
I put on clean mode.
The lady clean mode. The city said, "Oh, you're an Orthodox Jew?"
One of those.
You're a Sabbath observer? You got a problem. She knew right away.
Okay, so some of these ovens, a lot of these ovens, every oven is different, and Baruch Hashem, the Star K, they have taken the lead in these issues. They have a website, they have actually all the models, all the various companies and the model numbers, and when it says Shabbos oven, that doesn't mean anything, because there are a million versions of Shabbos ovens. Most Shabbos ovens mean only one thing only, that it doesn't. You put on Shabbos mode, it will go more than 12 hours. That doesn't help you. That helps you for nothing. That the regular oven that's built, a safety feature is built after 7 hours, the oven turns off. people want that the oven should go on for 24 hours, for 48 hours, whatever the story is. They want to keep things warm over Yom Tov, the entire Yom Tov. That's all. That's the only thing that's going to do for you, the Shabbos smell. But if you want the more sophisticated type of Shabbos ovens, which have a grama mechanism, which allow you to change the temperature and allow you to close the door to take out food and to take out food from the oven on Shabbos and close the door, that is a much more sophisticated type of Shabbos oven. And you have to be aware that the oven has that feature and all the things that you can and can't do. This, yes, the Star K has on their website. Yeah, they do, of course. The Star K
shows you the display.
So if you want to buy an oven, no, the Shabbos modes, the good ones, they don't make it. If you want to buy a Shabbos oven,
it changes after a couple of seconds. What do I care if it changes with this display?
It changes. No, but when you press the button, let's say you want to change the temperature.
It takes 2 minutes to change the display.
Right, that could be. If you press the button, I want to change the temperature. Okay, all of them are different. They also have Shabbos. They also have Shabbos refrigerators. My sister has a Shabbos refrigerator. Not that she wanted one, but that's what they do. That's just how it came. Has a Shabbos mode, and the Shabbos mode is that the lights go off. There are no lights, and also I believe that the temperature, the motor only goes on randomly. The check, the thermostat, the check. It's a hider. It's a very big chumra. Is that
because a lot of refrigerators have displays?
Have what?
Have displays?
Yes, from displays. You see all the temperature. But in addition to that, this chip, which has the thermostat check the temperature at random intervals, which means that what you're doing is a grama. So that means that when you're opening the refrigerator, it's an indirect cause to cause the motor to go on. You're not directly having any influence at that moment. So that's another mile of having a Shabbos refrigerator. Okay, so all of these are all, every oven, the Star K have a website, they have all the models. Things are always changing. Every other day there's a new model is available. So if you're looking to go buy a Shabbos oven, so you go there. In the stores, they actually tell you if you go to, they know already which are the Shabbos ovens, but even they'll tell you, they're not going to tell you the details. They'll tell you, this one we have here, this is a Shabbos oven or Shabbos refrigerator, and then you have to go home and go online to the Starkey website, type in the model number, and then it'll tell you what all the features are and what you can and cannot do. All the advantages and disadvantages of this particular model. Every model, there are no two models that are the same. Every model has its mileless and chesronos. Okay, let's go further. So let's finish up here. So he brings it from Sifis Chafak. He says only a gesher, and he's a tremendous chiddush. He holds that since that you're allowed even to turn off light on Shabbos. Obviously, we don't follow this. It's a gram kibui. Turning off a light on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Some Yom Tov is a gram. It's a grama. I have closed the bridge. Now, indirectly, the light has gone off the kibui. The light. I have not directly extinguished the flame by turning off a light. I did not touch the bulb. What did I do? I'm over here tinkering with the current. I tinker the current, and now somewhere all the way on the ceiling over here, a light bulb goes off. I didn't extinguish that fire that's going on the ceiling. I have indirectly caused that to go off by cutting off the current. Gram kibui on Yom Tov is mutter, and that's a very important principle in the Shabbos ovens.
So according to Rav Krenn,
yeah.
Regular, if you have incandescent bulb,
yeah.
Let's say you set it to go off at 12 o'clock midnight, and now everybody's going to sleep at 11 o'clock.
You don't need to set it; you can turn it off directly.
Yeah, you can do it.
Turn the switch off.
No, you can't turn on.
You can turn on the next morning also. That's even better, because that's Havara. That's easier. Havara is mutl l'chatchila. Kibui requires a grama. Havara you're allowed to do. L'chatchila. You can light, you can burn something. You can kindle a fire, as long as the fire pre-existed, before Shabbos. Havara is mutl l'chatchila. According to Rav Sipichus Frank, the electricity itself is esh. Your incandescent bulb is esh. It's another form of Esh, different types of Esh. But Esh to Esh, you're allowed to light a candle, take a candle, light it from the range, and light candles at night. Esh to Esh. So it's the same thing. Electricity is Esh, a bulb is Esh, Esh to Esh. L'chatchila, you could turn on the switch and have it transfer. Yeah?
So my Seder is running later than I expected. I set the clock for 11:30. Okay, Seder's running now past that. And you want a bulb, and I have an incandescent picture of mine. And I want to turn it back on.
Yes, so you can. The best thing to do, the best thing, the chol hadeh, is to tinker with the clock, if it's not an electronic clock. it's hard to find today a non-electronic timer to just push those little buttons in order to.
It's only according to.
Frank, we don't pass it like this. You're not going to get shlishi for doing this. No, we don't pass it like this. It's not. I just know we don't pass him. No one's going to tell you that it's usser. No real Orthodox rabbi will go tell you that it's usser. Because there are a lot of shittas that say it's smud. This is a very, very gray area in halacha, turning on lights, turning on the temperature, raising the temperature in your house on Yom Tov. It's just not done. It's just people don't like to do this. They just, it's not accepted that it's permitted. Let's go further. V'chein kosav b'sefer or chodosh erich shabinyin zeveh l'lachatir is mutter. V'chein kosav b'mishpitei uzil. Okay, so he quoted over here all the matim. As he said, he's going to quote all the matim first, but now he comes to quote over here all of the machnirim. On them, ayin b'shud levushim Mordechai shekosav de osu lahalik the havi moiled mamish. He holds it's no. He doesn't hold of this idea that it's eish me'eish, that the fire, that the electricity is eish, and the incandescent bulb is eish. So you're lighting one candle to another candle. He doesn't hold. He holds that. It's basically like taking a match and putting a match to a hot piece of metal. A piece of metal that's burning, that's very, very hot, and taking a match, and the match ignites. That is moilit. You're creating a new form, a new bria in this world. That's moilit, and a light bulb relative to the electricity that's flowing through the wires is called moilit. Even the Beis Yitzchak, who was the most maker when it comes to electricity, he held he couldn't do this on Yom Tov.
But these guys all live in the
old year. These are old.
These early 80s when the electricity was just coming out.
The Beis Yitzchak's sheet on electricity was totally rejected. He held that electricity is eish. It's eish, and his understanding of electricity is not accepted. They quote this very often, that technology requires an understanding, and he had his understanding is not the way we accept. But he holds that even in the Beis Yitzchak was very makel when it comes to electricity. He held it on Yom Tov, not to turn on the bulb. Avdi. The ayin b'shut mishpatei uzil binyan.
Historically, though, who was it? The Telsa was competing with Edison on the way to use electricity.
Yeah.
And Tesla invented a system of transmitting electrical waves.
Alternating cars.
What he did was, you ever see the movies where you have the guy holds a light bulb and lights up? Or a magic show?
Yeah.
He had a big transmitter, and you didn't need any electrical wires in your house. You just had the bulbs hanging on the wall that they lit up.
How?
It's wireless. Huh? Okay, it's like wireless.
Right, and wireless would be a whole different shaila today. If you had wireless electricity, what are you doing?
Moilit, you're still doing moilit. Wireless is still moilit.
Electricity, electrons are there. What you have basically is a detector, which picks up the
so wire. Why didn't this become popular? Why doesn't this work? It would save us.
Because Edison played a PR war against him and said that electricity kills.
But so was someone today. Today there's no longer Edison.
You're closing the circuit.
No, it doesn't.
You're closing the circuit by clapping your hands. You're closing the circuit. That's on the wall.
Okay, there are two more paragraphs here, but I really want to discuss the one to go over some of the things that I prepared from Tillin, so we'll leave this for Wednesday, okay? We're up to Ois Gimel. We'll leave it for next time. And I want maybe we'll go over some modern. I have some stuff printed out. No. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, there's the encouraging Shapiro to go to university.
Yeah.
He said, you don't want me to say I didn't go learn at university because he's not. Go. And he sits in Lawrence. He's a professor in Ireland. They say he's going to get the next Nobel Prize in math. His name is, I think, Nathan Lennon.
Wow. What he
young guy.
What he invent?
In math. He's advanced math. He's into crypto. He broke things as soon as they came out. He broke all the
auto manufacturers that the codes are public, you know. A couple in Italy calls them up. I get you the article. Italy calls them up and says, "Hey, we want to go into the mafia cars. Can you use it?" He said, "No." He said, "Yes, go through the official channels to ask." But he,
wow,
and he sits in yeshiva half a day, and he
hold the scene.
So Rabbi Aaron Price also genius in mathematics.
Yeah.
So he went to his Rosh Hashiva and said, "Should I go to college?" He says, "Of course you got to go to college. You're never going to say an excuse, 'I couldn't go because I'm sitting and learning.' You do both." And he went Fridays, and Ben Azmanim was went to college. And
I was on a trip in Kesha tour during the summer, and I had an Israeli tour guide. She said, "If you're ever in a hotel on Shabbos and it's electronic doors, said you take a string." Yeah, this one is. You've heard the story?
No.
This is unbelievable because I did it this week. Yeah. I was in Florida and I had electronic doors. Inside the door, you loop around this lever door handle. You put it down underneath the door and you hide it. And whenever you need to come in, you just pull it out. And put it up, and inside, it just opens up the door.
You loop the string down underneath the door.
The lever, and you just pull, and the door's open. You don't touch the electronic part; it opens from the inside.
It's a great idea.
An Israeli thought it out. This Israeli guy.
There are other ones,
but I did it, and it worked. Not a problem.
But everyone can pull that too.
But
they don't know about it. They don't know about it.
But the other people do is what they do is they tape over it a lot,
right?
But that leaves your door open.
No, where I was, they had a lock. The door is open slightly, but so the lock is inside. And it's locked with a chain. Yeah. So you can open the door a little bit, it's locked, stick in the key from the top, you turn it,
and it drops
the chain,
oh, okay.
And the door opens.
They used to sell that here also, safety.
They have that.
They have it here, it's like the part that the receptacle where the chain goes in.
Right.